This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investment. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to Twinnovation.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We ain't to help you.
Ew.
And as always, I'm joined.
It's like a frog cough.
Yes, Jeff. Very good. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother. I'll have you the chef, Jeff Rosenberg.
This train's about to go off the rails.
Choo, choo, choo. And of course, you know her best as Dame Von Dutch. She's Anna Merida Nikolic.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And this episode is brought to you by High Noon, folks. We're doing the vodka and soda.
You tried to pop the top, but it wouldn't open?
No, I popped the top and it did open. Jeff, did you not hear it?
I didn't hear it, but maybe that was a lag.
All the earwax in his ear.
Oh, hey. Yeah, you got mad earwax in your ear, Jeff. It's dripping out of your lobe. No. Got him.
You're the earwax guy.
He's being damp sour.
Jeff is actually on his way to a big bartending gig, everyone.
That's our D&D, damp and dour.
At the 40-40 club, Jeff will be bartending
tonight.
You're
bartending at the 40-40 club tonight?
No, I'm bartending at a university event, an Ivy League school, actually, in the area.
What Ivy Leagues in New York?
Several.
New York City, you have Columbia. New York State.
Okay, so you're going up to Columbia tonight?
Yeah, I'm going up to Columbia tonight. It's beer, wine. I'm flipping. I'm dipping. I'm overpouring. I'm getting underpaid. At a certain point, we decide between me and my pal. I actually got to hire the second person. Believe it or not, I went for the snitch bitch himself, Benjamin Huff.
Really? Did he accept?
He did accept, so we will be doing that.
Why wouldn't you have Emily do it with you?
Because, you know, she's...
Why wouldn't you keep the money in the family?
Yeah, keep the money in the family.
Double the funds. Double the tips, because Emily's a little cutie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. It crossed my mind, but who wants to work in the evenings, you know, after a full day?
Apparently Ben Huff.
Big Ben Huff, a big shout out to him. He's got that Movember going on for the mustache.
You were doing that when we met, remember?
I was, but he's doing it for real. So maybe we'll put a link up for you guys to donate to his fund. You know, it's an important cause and something we can all get behind.
What is the cause of Movember? Your dick or your nuts or something?
Jeff, do you want to take this one?
Well, it's a combination of things. I think you can make it what you want. It's probably testicular or some sort of cancer.
I believe it's prostate, yeah.
Prostate, yeah. Right. But in this sense, he's also actually raising money for mental health based on a friend of ours that we grew up with that, you know, unfortunately passed recently. So we'll also be raising money for that.
Okay. Indeed. And we'll put that link in our bio. It's very important. And we like to push positivity on this pod. So that's
PPE. What does PPE stand for? I still don't have the desire to look it up. Protective something something.
I'd have never heard of this term. Where does that come from?
No, PPE. It's like, you know, give people their PPE for the pandemic. Do you know what it means?
I don't know. Not really. Protective.
You've heard the term, though, right?
Pandemic protective emergency. I don't fucking know, dude.
we don't know that shit, Jeff. Jeff, I can tell you're wearing a white shirt. I'm seeing the outline of a beater underneath. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, I do have a beater underneath. Now that we're in late November, the thermostat did drop about 20 to 30 degrees overnight. So I like to do the layered thing. But, you know, the key is if you put more down on the under layers, you don't really have to wear that big, thick coat.
Indeed.
On the subway.
Indeed.
You know, and that can, you know, the weather changes throughout the day. It can start rainy like it did today and then turn sunny and hot.
Well, they say in Maine you can get four seasons in 1 hour.
Oh, now we're talking about the weather.
Yeah, we're talking about... Hey, any new listeners out there, I know we got a lot of them coming in from the islands of
Guam.
The Guam Islands.
And the British Virgin.
Yes, and we welcome all virgins. This is a big incel type of podcast.
I don't see it that way.
Jeff didn't get laid till he was 27. Sorry, Mom.
I got laid before you.
Oh, Jeff, come
months on. Before you. Actually, months, if not years, before you.
Years. Very good, Jeffrey. You're very fond of that stuff.
I don't even remember who you lost your V card to.
Jeffrey, this is not appropriate to me.
You brought it up.
That's because Dave was a good boy.
Because I was waiting for the right woman,
Jeff.
He was
waiting to meet me.
Yes, I was waiting to meet Anna, of course, and she's my first and my last.
It's very good. I made my lady wait till Valentine's Day. That's how much of a sweetheart I am.
Wow. And when did you start dating?
February 15th.
Oh, so a full calendar year before you awoke the sleeping giant, if you will.
Oh, God. All right.
That's a reference to our hometown, Hamden, Connecticut. We have a beautiful mountain. It's actually a state park called Sleeping Giant. We'd love for the nation to come visit, hang out with us, hang out with Mulio Babulio. he'll show you the reins. He'll show you New Haven. He'll show you the Yale campus. He likes to sort of, you know, walk
like
about.
I'd like to see Mark come and visit us. I'd like to spend more time with Mark. It would be nice to
We all would. And he's a figurehead of the nation.
He's very mysterious.
A mysterious one, to say the least.
Enigmatic.
Enigmatic, yeah. For sure.
For sure. Very enigmatic guy.
Love that guy.
Love that guy, though.
Yeah, so for any of those new Guam listeners, you know, this podcast is all about scheming and dreaming. It's coming up with those million-dollar ideas, those inventions, you know, really just fun, whimsical stuff. We all are really happy. We all get along. But speaking of getting along, so do you smell that? It's Beef of the Week. Of course, the Beef of the Week is the segment of the show where we like to air out our grievances with society, with each other, with the nation, what have you. I open the mud pit to anyone out there that's, you know, really feeling something and needs to get it off their shoulders.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have some beefs that I was planning on talking about, and I will talk about them. I just, you know, it's like Jeff starting the episode with his teasing of his big
secret.
Well,
I didn't start that. You guys started
that. No, you've been teasing your big secret for a long time behind the scenes, and it's a really annoying thing, and it breaks down the trust between people in a friendship.
Yes, of course.
I don't think it does. I don't think. No, telling other people a secret isn't about trust at the end of the day.
Well, then why tease it? So you have been, to clarify for the audience.
Jeff was a little tipsy the other week, and
he told us he has a big secret.
Well, I think you guys said something, and I kind of
Yeah. So we had a secret to tell Jeff. We told him the secret.
And, of course. That's an important.
He did not reciprocate the secret.
Right. So we told him a secret. Then he reciprocated by saying, I have a secret, but then won't tell us the secret, like a week later.
Yeah, that's a snout out for sure.
Well, how annoying.
Not cool,
that's
Jeff.
That's such a clear indicator of your character in an annoying way.
No, because I'm actually being trustworthy to
no,
others
you're not being trustworthy.
By not sharing.
Well,
no.
To
the original secret giver.
Dave, just to be clear, there's someone in this earth that he considers to be more important than you.
Yeah, Jeff, you can trust us to keep the secret. That's what you can do.
No, because I told you a secret, Dave, not too long ago, and within seconds, you told someone else.
No, it was a couple weeks, but I didn't tell. Well, you know, I got them loose lips.
That's actually the main reason that I can't say it, because now I know Dave can't hold the secret.
What do you mean? I can't know the secret? You're saying it.
I can tell you.
Oh, you can tell me? So why don't you test my secret keeping ability and just tell me and see if I tell Dave?
That's interesting. Maybe I'll try a couple other secrets before I give the big, juicy, no one can know.
Yeah,
so you're going to do like a Saw-style experiment with us where you...
I respect that, Jeff.
That might be the only thing that gets me through this winter.
Yeah, the man's a lockbox, and you got to respect that at the end of the day.
just rubs me the wrong way. You know what I mean? It's like we never get treated. We never get a fair shake.
Yeah,
Dave.
We don't get a fair shake. And we never get put in the inner circle.
Yeah,
of trust.
Like we treat people really nice. We give them trust.
We're very hospitable people.
And then people turn around and they're like, you think they're going to say something sweet, but they just spit right in our face.
I don't think I'm spitting in your face.
Yeah, you are. You go, oh, I have a secret, and we perk up like we're about to know it, and then you just won't fucking tell it to us. Like, it's like,
not cool, Jeff.
Don't do that. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, we hate that shit, Jeff.
So it's like saying, right. Someone was talking about you, and it's like not refusing to say who. It's like, then why even tease the information, you monster?
In that scenario, it's regarding you. This has nothing to do with you guys. It doesn't affect your life.
Oh, does it affect you? Then why not tell us?
It doesn't affect me.
Then why not tell us?
Because of the trustworthiness given to the initial person that I took the secret from and sworn to, it's a secret because he swore me to secrecy. And then, hold on. And then I give Dave a little dabble of a secret. And literally,
what secret seconds was that, later. Dave? Can you tell me later?
Of course.
Dave and I, am I the person that Dave told the secret to that you were disappointed by him telling it to?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe actually.
Well, listen, we're a couple, and you got to assume if you tell one person something, they're going to most likely tell their partner. It's like, what the hell?
Right, but that's how secrets get spread.
All right. Well, you just have to know. I am actually not going to vouch for us, because Dave, because if he doesn't know already that we are trustworthy.
I'm not trustworthy. I kind of leak the secrets. I'm not great at it. I love telling secrets. I love holding on to them for as short as possible. I'm not to be trusted. And with that said, I'd love the nation to DM us some secrets. And we'll read your top secrets, sort of like
honesty box. Yeah, what's that thing?
Anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous.com.
Anonymous honesty.
Okay.
Yeah, on Reddit, I think they say true off
new
my.
New College Humor weekly recurring.
Right. True off my chest on a subreddit.
What was that old website that used to
fuck my life
in the early 2000s? And it was like, was it called Fuck My Life? It was like just little cards that you would go
online. No, it was that guy that did the like. It gets better. It was that guy.
I don't know.
No, some cards.
Anyone know what I'm talking
cards?
About?
I do know what
it
you're talking about.
It gets better. Guy was
that had
Dan
anonymous
Savage.
Secrets. It was
it
like
was Dan Savage.
Secretly,
that's who it was.
No, it was like with it was cards with anonymous secrets. Don't you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Dan Savage. Look it up.
All right, whatever. So anyway, I have a few things to get into here. First of all,
she's got notes.
Our nutcracker experience, okay?
And we're not talking about in the bedroom.
I love the nutcracker. I think it's great. I think it's a huge part of Christmas. I grew up going to see it. My cousin was in the nutcracker in New York City, the New York Ballet.
Yeah, so nutcracking runs in the family.
Yeah, nutcracking runs in the family. So
busting balls, as they say.
Yeah.
Now we're
buddy.
Up in Portland, and it's a little different. Obviously, you know, we're still going to probably go see the one in New York this holiday, but it's just, you know, there's a couple different renditions that have been happening or are scheduled to happen in Maine. And so I'm like, of course I want to try out and see what the Maine Nutcracker situation is. So I Google it yesterday, right? And I'm just looking up to see, like, you know, when is this coming to town? And lo and behold, there happened to be a one-night-only Nutcracker playing last night randomly, even though it's November.
Right.
Very early.
Which is why the podcast was delayed, Grace. Sorry for the quick turnaround.
So I immediately go and buy tickets, right? I buy the tickets on Ticketmaster. Of course, I didn't realize
that's your
that
first mistake.
Apparently, yeah, there's some fucking giant thing happening.
They're a mafia.
Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster yesterday.
Right.
So Taylor Swift like crashed Ticketmaster.
That's reminds me of Kim breaking the internet.
Yeah. So basically, I bought the tickets and then I couldn't access them. Very stressful, very annoying. Turns out if that happens, you can actually just go to the box office with like your order number apparently. So I was able to do that and get the tickets and it was fine. But so we go to the show last night, and I got like good tickets. We had like orchestra seats.
Very good seats, Jeffrey.
What are we talking, 80 to 120 a pop?
They were like 85 a piece.
You know, that's 2 weeks a factor in my mind.
So it was like 160 something or like 170 for
the factor. Of course, is the food delivery service that we get. Never frozen, always fresh.
So we're in our seats. We're all excited. Of course, well, who do you think shows up? 800 kids. But, you know, that's to be expected.
Like children?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I think I lost hearing in one ear.
That's okay. That's probably, just getting old.
Yeah, it was scary. But anyway, so a million kids. I feel like my voice changed because I was like losing hearing.
Yeah, it's very deep now. You have a very deep voice.
Oh, boys. Bring it very low. When you go very low, we go very high.
So, am I dying?
Are you puking?
I don't know what's happening. I die on this podcast. Holy shit. Would you guys still put it out?
Probably. It'd probably be our most listened to episode ever.
Anna's farewell. And I do 2 weeks worth of compilations, and everyone hates me for it.
That's a throwback, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a throwback.
But basically, guys, the show started, and it was terrible. It was so bad. It
Snooze was fest?
Not. They didn't even have a Christmas tree.
It's no Broadway, that's for sure.
It was such a crappy, crappy, crappy rendition, and there was no effort. All the set was like made of like fucking – it was just like one hanging paper. It was like a high school set. My high school in Tenafly in New Jersey
– wow, really giving exact locations
from my high school. They used to put on, and I'm sure they still do, like literally like Broadway-level production. Like it was like – they were building the set like for months, like with like carpentry and like all this
just
shit.
Just second graders working 18-hour days.
Second graders aren't in high school. I'm talking about high school.
No, I'm saying they're building the sets.
Yeah, okay.
Two towns over, probably.
But this was just really low production value, and I was so bored, and I was just like, after seeing so many good productions of it, I was like, oh, this sucks.
Is it a ballet?
Yes, it's a ballet.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. So you know, I like the talkies. That's what I like.
So I like both. I like ballet when it's a good ballet. This is one of the best ballets.
Is it like a traveling show, you think? Or
It's a traveling show. And they said they were all like Russian and Ukrainian ballerinas. I was like, oh, it didn't seem like these seem like they're from Detroit.
They were holding knives to each other's necks by the second act.
It was terrible. It was like it was bad. So anyway, that was a major bust. 160 down the drain. And then I'm like, you know, I wasn't going to go to that dinner because I thought it was too expensive. The dinner right there. The fucking expensive dinner that was like at the White Barn Inn, the prefix meal.
Prefy.
$160 a person. Right there. That's one.
And
one
that
of
was
our
the
dinners.
Two of you. This was like the almost an anniversary type of night.
Well, I just want us to get out
that's
there.
That's a Wednesday for us,
Jeff. Yeah, we just do stuff because, you know, I want to get out there and do stuff and, you know, can't take it with you. Can't take the money with you. You know what I mean? And we're not having kids. We're probably never going to buy a house even.
Oh,
so
the kids thing is still up for debate.
No,
cutie little Davianna, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Cutie little Davianna. Why don't you have Junior? One then? Why don't you go ahead and have one then? Huh?
I probably will.
It'll be biologically Dave's anyway, so it'll be
that's
that'll
true.
Be fine. That'll work out just fine for us. We'll be able to come over and play with it and then leave. You have to change all the poopies and the stinkies
right.
and the throw uppies.
Yeah.
Guys, sound off in the comments if Anna and I should have kids.
Maybe I won't have a kid. I probably won't, but I'm thinking when I'm 75, I'm going to want to call somebody.
When you're 75, you knock up some 25-year-old.
Oh, God. Well,
no, but you have to be Bitcoin rich for that.
It's not a good reason to do it. It's not a good reason to say, I don't know if I really want kids, but I think I'm going to want someone to call when I'm 75.
You can call me, Jeff.
Yeah, your brother.
I'll be long gone by then, but...
David, don't say things like
that. What? No, I'll be in Spain.
Yeah, that's true. We will be in Europe by then.
Really? That's a plan. Maybe you can have a mini gladiator boy.
Yes, or girl. Marcus Aurelius Rosenberg.
No, and yeah, actually, just so you know, togas. It's sexist to try to force women that they should have children.
Yeah,
so
their body, their choice.
If a woman says she don't want to, then you're supposed to say, okay, perfectly valid thing.
Yeah, unless you bring her over to Ohio.
What? No. Well, that's your territory. And
it is my territory.
You know, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving there, by the way.
Of course, and I appreciate that. I appreciate stuff like that. Really good stuff, guys. Love the energy. Love the flavor. Are you guys planning on maybe giving us a call, FaceTime on Thanksgiving?
Cause, no.
You know, in the past couple years, Dave kind of spends the high holidays out of town.
Yes,
Always nice to check in with the old familino.
Well, you can check in. It goes both ways. You can check in with us. And, you know, if you're kind and nice to people, then they're going to want to treat you that same way.
I'm kind of nice.
I think you've kind of fallen from your... You were doing good for a while, and now you're kind of weaseling back into your old ways.
I'm not a weasel.
You couldn't hold on for Jeff for that long.
The weasel.
Listeners from the... You know, who's listened in the past 2 months, everyone kind of knows what I'm talking about. Jeff comes to the rescue. Jeff is kind of the fan favorite.
We would
call bestie in certain circles. And it's almost like if you don't keep giving your body, giving your soul to people, then there's givers and there's takers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the takers will take.
Exactly. This is a really self-aware moment for you.
And then you have to really give. You can't just give 1 week. You have to give every week to these types of people.
Oh, okay. So he's saying that we're not generous. Got it. All right, Jeff.
We're very hospitable people. Right. And Mom, if you're listening, we'd love to do an early Thanksgiving dinner on Tuesday.
Speaking of holidays, you know, it's like we recently decided, which despite your recent, malfeasances, Jeff, I'm still pretty excited about our plan for New Year's Eve. I think that's a fun plan.
I think I was a little toasted during this planning. What's going on?
Oh, were they drunk and they don't really want to hang out with us?
Yeah, they were both fucking wasted.
Oh, okay. On a Tuesday night. Take it all back. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm kidding, guys, but tell me about the plan again, because the nation wants to hear it.
Well, I guess I'll just tell the nation that, you know, a few nights ago, Jeff and Emily called us, and it seemed like totally out of the blue. They were being really nice.
They're really sweet.
Which seemed also like out of the blue. And then they said...
You don't think Emily is nice?
I think Emily's very nice. I'm just talking about... I'm more so talking about you. Well, you know, Emily's the sweetest, but you guys don't ever give me a call. You guys don't ever give me a call to chit-chat.
Well, we usually assume you're on the side when we're FaceTiming Dave.
On the side?
Yeah, she's my side girl.
I live here. What do you mean?
Well, no, just, you know. Eavesdropping. You like to stay out of frame, yeah.
I don't stay out of frame. What am I supposed to, like, go shove my face in when you guys are talking?
Well, if you're sitting right there, it would be nice.
Well, what am I supposed to announce my presence when I happen to just be on my own couch?
No, of course not. Of course not. And you can do you.
Seems like I can't. But you guys said, do you guys want to spend New Year's Eve together?
Of course.
And you also invited us to go to Florida in April.
Love that.
Two plans for us.
Yeah. Wow. Jeff, we don't get more than one plan at a time.
We don't even get one plan.
So this means the world to us. It really does.
I mean, it's going to be a blast, and I'm looking forward to it. What are we thinking for New Year's? Up north or down south?
No, it's a coin flip. You know, I think there could be some benefits to being up here. It will be less crowded than the city.
I thought we had a plan, something booked.
Well, I did find something, and it turned out that the thing that I had... Okay, so I found this thing, right, on this website that was called, like...
Groupon.
The 207.com, which 207 is Portland's, like, area code, you know? So it's like a Portland things going on, and it's like... New Year's Eve.
That's a good Instagram handle.
And it's like the...
Yours should have been Maine for 207.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like the champagne ball. And I'm like, oh, what's this? And it's like a gigantic party at a hotel with a big band, past hors d'oeuvres.
Sounds like another Halloween ordeal.
Food, a seated dinner, drinks, all this stuff. And there's like, you know, live music, there's showgirls, all this shit, right? I was like, holy shit.
Showgirls? What are we talking about?
This sounds amazing. And there's pictures from past years and it looked like a wedding, you know, like it looked like beautiful.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is what we have to do. Like, I'm going to buy tickets. Turns out, as soon as I go to buy the tickets, literally as I'm checking out with the tickets, it's in Portland, Oregon. Even though it was on a fucking road thing that said 207. So I think there's still options that we could find that are here, but I'm only going to want us to be here in Maine if we can find a good option. I don't want to have a bust of a New Year's Eve, but
I like the idea of getting dressed up because
me too. I want to get dressed up. Exactly. I want to go somewhere nice and get dressed up and like be like we're in the 1950s.
Live music is a nice thing to check off the box too.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, I used to went to Deadmau5 in 2010. I mean,
the fear here is that we end up going to a Nutcracker of sorts.
Yeah, that's what I don't want.
Halloween. Or even the show you guys popped in and out of from the Nation fan the other week. The old pop and pop out.
No, we got clarity on that, Jeff. We got clarity on that. So for any new listeners out there, member of the Nation invited us to his concert. We went, and then the brother reached out to Jeff saying that we left early, I believe it was. But we, of course, had reservations. I cleared that up. They're very apologetic.
Oh, this was the pre-fee.
Yeah, you can
this
say that.
This is pre-fee night, right?
Of course, Jeff.
Of jorts.
Of jorts, indeed. Yeah, I don't know if there's any more beef out there. I know you look like you have a whole notepad.
Oh, I have another beef. Okay,
so how about
when we're hanging out with Jake and Jill this weekend?
Oh, yes, the Podfather came through this weekend. Check out the Poland Polar Plunge on my Instagram. We jumped in the water at Higgins Beach, sort of got wet and wild with the Hurwitz, Jaywitz master himself.
And I saw the dogs running in there too. I didn't know dogs went into cold water like that.
Well, Jeff, if you actually looked at the video, you'll see that Dingo actually backed up very quickly as the water began to touch his feet. So everyone check that video out again. I would love the engagement. The impressions are huge.
It would be cool if you did that every morning, Dave.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Joe Rogan definitely recommends taking...
Everyone recommends the plunge.
The cold plunge, but he has one of those tubs in your home, which I would love to get one day.
Why don't you just run cold water on yourself in the shower?
No, I hate doing that, though.
Well, anyway, so they're here with their other friends who are awesome, and they come to see our apartment for the first time. And they
it's going to be a beef with me,
and
huh?
They give, oh, of course. Wow, it would not be a beef with them. And they're saying wonderful things about the apartment. And Dave intercedes and goes, yeah, it was mostly Anna's mom. What? Like, my mom.
With the decoration?
Yeah. Like, of course my mom has helped. And my mom's amazing. And my mom has helped me buy stuff.
Our number one listener.
Yes. Yeah. My mom is amazing. But it's
big
like,
shout out. Clara?
This is my apartment. Oh. Why would you say that I haven't painstakingly
because
done every single detail in here? What the fuck?
Because I like to give gratitude to your mother.
He doesn't give credit where credit is due.
Of course I give gratitude to my mother, but it's like, you know, ultimately, everything is the way that it is in here because this is our apartment.
Well,
and you certainly didn't do it.
Well, I actually certainly did do it. If you'll look in the corner, you'll see a big plant that I bought.
You did buy a giant palm tree.
You'll see that Xbox over there. That's mine.
Yeah, you put the Xbox.
You'll see a lot of these records straight ahead from us that are mine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's our apartment.
Yeah, but you're taking all the credit, and when I give a little credit to you.
I think she's allowed credit where credit is due, Dave. I think she put a lot of time and effort. Obviously, we've helped out.
Who is breaking their back helping the movers on January 1st? You didn't lift a finger while I was breaking my back.
Well, I should be helping the movers.
You should be helping the movers.
I don't think so.
I got Anna working legs in the mornings at our gym. I got her on the leg press. She's currently doing no weight, but we're going to get up to 10 or 15
pounds. That's good,
pounds.
Though. Because you don't want to get too sore there in those nether regions.
It's really heavy even just with no weight on it. The machine itself is heavy. What do you mean?
It's true, but you know, you got to put plates on there at some point,
yeah,
sister.
I'm going to. But yeah, it's been good. I'm doing some weightlifting now because I keep being told that apparently muscle burns fat.
Yeah, I could have told you that, sweetie.
So anyway, we're doing the legs because the legs are the biggest muscle.
Legs are the biggest muscle for Anna. The biggest muscle for me is my brain. She's a leg girl. I'm a brain boy.
Silly David.
Are you all cleared up with your beefs? Have you gotten everything out there?
I don't have a beef, but I did want to say thank you to Michael for giving us that Keurig.
Of course, Michael being the brother of Anna, not the former podcaster on this podcast.
Don't you have that one cup coffee machine, though? That's the Mr. Coffee. It's a little less wasteful than the Keurig cups.
Jeff, yeah, but the Keurig cups now, they make ones that are more humane and disposable.
Yeah, that are sustainable, exactly. Yeah,
but I think you have to send them back in a bag.
Shut your fucking mouth, Jeff.
Yeah, oh, so jealous. Just jealous because you don't have a
jealous.
Keurig.
I just think it's very, very harmful to the environment. You know, me being an environmentalist coming from that type of background, caring about the world, the earth, Mother Nature is kind of who I am. And a lot of people consider me to be very sweet.
Yeah, you are a sweet guy. You are. Mother calls you the sweet one. I'm the sour one. Mm-hmm. And Mark is the sultry one.
They call you the sour one?
I'm kidding, dude. I'm just making jokes
for
the
pod. Your dad really does call you bestie and worstie.
Bestie, Jeff's bestie junior, and Mulio Babulio is usually worstie for the antics that he pulls.
That is really mean and not fair.
It's not true. Marky's been bestie for forever. I would say you're bestie junior.
Yeah, you could call dad after this episode, Jeff, and ask who bestie is, and it's me.
I don't think I'm in the current running for bestie, but I have
usually
been.
Yeah, you have been, but you're usually a solid bestie junior at best.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Guys, this podcast isn't all about who's bestie junior, and who's worstie. It's about coming up with those million-dollar ideas, those inventions, those schemes, those dreams, those misdemeans, those cons, those grifts, those hustles. You know all about it.
It's kind of messed up that you're like ranked like that.
Well, you know, it helps us better ourselves. You always want to move up.
But it seems like there's not room for all three people to be bestie at once.
No, there's not. There can only be one gold, one silver, and one bronze at the Olympics, all right? You don't get a participation award in our family.
It kind of breeds like a level of resentment and competition.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
As well as the person awarding the title.
No one said it was healthy.
Well, but we don't resent each other, though, you know? We're a pretty fun-loving family.
Well,
regarding the siblings,
wouldn't you ever kind of feel like, oh, well, why is Dave bestie and not me?
Yeah, but then I think I turned 12.
Oh, Jeff, I take it seriously, right. And that's why I've been in the bestie spot for several years at this point. I call my daddy every day. We discuss topics.
Well, that's because you call every day. That's because you're calling every day. If I called every day, I would easily.
But you don't. So it's not really an argument. You don't, and I do.
It's a temporary thing, though. I could change that tomorrow.
Oh, and it's so annoying to listen to. It's like, dookie, 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 dookie.
You don't, all right, Anna. You don't need to go letting out.
Olivia, how do you converse with your family members?
Hello. Have you checked the Wall Street Journal today?
That pretty much sums it up. But like I said, this podcast isn't all about those Dookie Domo stories about our childhoods. It's about coming up with those million-dollar ideas. And we have three sick minds in the pig pen tonight. Disgusting, you could say. And the first, he goes by the name of Baby Davey. Folks, allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
What's the worst part about Thanksgiving?
Your family always being like, I don't like, why
aren't you? No, my mom's not going to like that,
making
Anna.
Making comments about what we're doing for it when we're just...
Tread carefully.
Well, it is a family-oriented activity, and maybe because you're doing stuff with your family.
Yeah, Dave's part of my family.
Of course.
Not yet.
And we love
him. Oh, not yet, David. Not yet. Okay.
I would say that dry-ass turkey.
That dry-ass turkey, you might be right, Jeff. But to me, and I know we've tried to fix it with the Salmuna cod from last week's episode. A lot of people loving that.
And we got a beautiful drawing from
Inky Boy. Big shout-out. It's a huge episode.
Instagram favorite.
It's an instant classic, and it's an Instagram post. So like, comment, and share. But alas, there's still the inevitable dinner conversation that rears its ugly head with the talk of politics. Am I right, folks? I mean, what can we do to stop it in its tracks? And that's when it hit me. Introducing to you the first ever whoopsie cushion app, all right? Now, we all know about the traditional whoopee cushion that you put under someone's seat, and when it compresses, it sounds like a fart, all right? But what I'm doing here is turning it up a gear into high-tech with the whoopsie cushion. Now, once you download our 99-cent app, we will snail mail you a whoopsie cushion with our proprietary decavid breath solution that you can refill your whoopsie cushion similar to how you would a vape pen, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, when Uncle Don starts yapping about how the Dems stole the midterms, all you have to do is open that whoopsie app on your phone and fire away. Needless to say, you must place, and we recommend duct taping that whoopsie cushion under said uncle's chair prior to dinner. And then when the time comes, you let that sucker rip. Before you know it, Uncle Don is red in the face and forgot what he was talking about as everyone around the table is aghast and now must leave due to the decaving solution, now permeating the air and saving Thanksgiving for everyone. I open my mouth to questions.
My goodness, David. So this is like a bomb that like makes a bad smell. Like,
yeah.
It's won't like, everyone want to leave though if it's a bad smell?
That's correct, Jeff. It ends dinner.
And it has the classic whoopee cushion noise as well. How do we know it's from Don?
Well, Jeff, the noise will come from that area. It does make a fart sound. And, you know, people know where noises come from.
I think it's fantastic.
That doesn't happen at our house, though, David.
Well, you know, you guys get a little too liberal to my liking sometimes. I don't like when you sing those songs. I think that's a little bit
really
too much. Yeah, they
cringe. Shut up, cringe. Go, you're gonna be eating gruel alone on fucking Thanksgiving. That's like, fucking cringe. That's gonna be cringe.
We'll
fucking
be actually
tiny Tim, tiny
chicken.
Ass Tim.
It's a bit of an anti-Jewish Thanksgiving, to say the least.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're already celebrating Christmas at Thanksgiving.
And that's why you're not invited, Jeff, if you're wondering why.
I've never been invited.
You're the little match girl. That is why. Because you don't have a good spirit. You don't wish us well. You're, what's the word in Italian? It'll come to me, but.
The faccia bruta. What does that mean?
Ugly face.
You're thinking of me culpa.
Oh, no, Jeff, I think you're thinking.
That's you.
You are so funny.
What kind of songs are they singing?
It's really
anti-Semitic
really,
ones?
Yeah,
No. What are you talking about? My family is part Jewish in my family.
They sing songs about from Negroes to Hebrews.
Oh, my God. It's a lovely holiday, and. Okay, so you want to ruin it. I don't really know what made you think of this, but I guess if you were going to, you know, have a testy Thanksgiving, I guess some people around the world have a little bit different vibes.
Well, you always hear about, you know, the aunts and uncles that bring up politics during Thanksgiving, and it's something I'd like to avoid, and that's where the whoopsie cushion, the 99-cent app, of course, to send the whoopsie cushion and the decavid solution will cost you $10.
You could also do it during the sing-along hour. It doesn't have to necessarily be
politically based. I'm definitely not spending the next year or 2 years or, like, whatever it fucking is. Like, I'm not spending any time talking about Donald Trump. Holy fucking shit. Like, I'm not doing
well, as everyone knows, he's running for his third term as president, or his third running, I should say. Well, he
but
should
like,
be president now.
I'm not giving it my energy. I'm not giving it my attention. I'm, like, not even...
Well, we don't like to discuss politics on this show, and that's why the...
Well, I said, like, he can't maintain that level of energy, you know, unless you're...
Well, Ron DeSanctimonious is going to give him a run for his money, that's for sure.
Yeah, but unless you're, like, actually Vince McMahon, you're aging very fast after being in the limelight that much.
You know, the guy's been in the limelight for 30 years, Jeff, and Teflon Don can make another run, and...
David!
And to be frank, the economy needs him.
David, don't say shit like that.
Well, Wall Street... Johnson and Wall Street
your
needs
shirt
him.
Is a guy in a flammable shirt sitting here and saying that.
Yes, of course.
He still hasn't signed up for health insurance, by the way.
You know what?
Oh, my Lord. Is that true,
yeah,
Lana?
Yeah, exactly. He's just a complete
shut
mess.
Your mouth, will you?
You know, that's the kind of person that supports Trump.
No, at least
two high noons in, no
you haven't been to the doctor in 10 years.
Shirt. Well, I could go if I needed to. That's
yeah. Well, you should get your brain checked out because it's not working well.
Dave, I'm gonna have to talk to you offcast about that because fool me once, shame on you.
All right, Grace, cut this part out. This is not fair game.
Okay, so anyway, your idea a little bit of a stinker, literally yeah. Figuratively.
Very good, Anna.
Let's let Jeff get to his bartending gig.
Yes, I do actually have a tight timeline here, unfortunately. Dave, I love the idea. I think it's real neat. Very smart. I like the whoopee cushion with
the whoopee scent cushion, actually, is what we're rebranding.
No, I know, but
it
I'm
as.
Saying it's a combination.
A whoopee cushion 2.0, if you will.
Right. No, I think it's fucking, you've been on fire lately. Guys, allow me, if you will, to pose a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst part, or what's one of the worst parts about making your stripping your pillows and remaking the entire bed?
Climbing over to the other side.
Yeah, tucking in those sheets if it's against a wall.
Tucking in those sheets can be annoying. Well, what are you doing with it? Say you have a duvet and you're changing the duvet cover.
I hate the duvet.
You're changing the pillowcases. What's going on there? What are you doing with the pillows? What are you doing?
You got to fluff them a little bit.
No, but how you're putting your bed sheet on there, and then you're putting your fitted sheet, then you're putting your regular sheet on. Where are the pillows and where is the duvet during this? They're not on the bed because the bed has
they're
to
on
be
the ground.
Clear.
In our case, they're on the treadmill.
On the ground.
The unused treadmill, I mean.
They're on the dirty floor, right? This doesn't seem very hygienic. Introducing the pillop, okay? And what the pillop is a cool kind of little, like a Sweet 16 four-post bed. And you have kind of a little veil hanging over it.
Yes.
But this veil is a net, right? So the pill up is for your pillows, your duvet. And what you do is you let this net come down onto the mattress. You throw the duvet, you throw the pillows up, and then you pull that up to the ceiling. So it's now hanging in the air
God.
Above the bed while you make...
I'm at a pill no for my...
No, it's a good idea. So it's no longer on the floor. It's hovering above the bed. And this is also doubles as kind of a beautiful, looking up while you're laying in bed. It's very ornate. It's very celestial, may I say. It's like almost.
So
like
you have to have a four-poster bed for this to work or not?
You don't need to have the four-poster bed. You can just.
Sounds like you do.
No, you don't, because you could actually hook it onto the ceiling.
Hook it on. We're hooking
it on.
Instead of draping it.
Instead of cleaning your floor.
Yeah, instead of draping it over your shoulder, perhaps.
Yeah.
No. So that's the idea. We think it's fun. You could have, say, plants and vines going up and around this net, too. Yeah. All sorts of fun things to do with the net above your bed. That's the pillow.
Jumanji house.
Yeah, dude, so no, now you have a net above your bed just for this purpose. Dude, I thought we were doing Thanksgiving ideas.
So that's the idea. I think it's pretty good. Obviously, your floor needs to be cleaned all the time, but putting those bare things on the floor can be a little grubby, is what I'm saying.
Mm. All right. Well, your best work, Jeff. And I'll take a vodka soda with lime.
Very good. We actually only do beer and wine.
Beer and wine. Oh.
Jeff, one of your worst ideas ever. I'd love to see your face when you just feel the nation coming at you hard for this one.
Okay. Could you picture it, though? It's almost like kind of a cool, like, luggage compartment on top of your bed.
Maybe if you're camping, this is something you want, but with that, it still doesn't make any sense, Jeff. It's just...
Yeah, it sounds like something you do when you're trying to keep your food away from bears.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, moving on. We might delete that part, Grace. Anna, what's up, dude? How you doing?
You're funny. I like you.
Ew,
I like you.
Grace, cut that part out too. It's mad cringy. Yo, Anna, what do you have for us, man?
You know, you treat me a little sweeter, I think, on this podcast, Dave.
Well, that's what Bestie does. He's sweet and he's a little bit sour.
God damn it.
Two words, fart patch.
Oh, we got a fart episode on our hands. Tell us more about this fart patch.
No, I was just kind of thinking, Dave, it's more an idea that would benefit you. You know, you just put these on your clothes and then, you know, any bad smell, really, not just the fart. It could be anything.
So I'm thinking you plug one of these Glade plugins into your ass somehow.
That's interesting.
Very good, David.
You know, they say the stink comes from the ring, if you will. What if it's almost like a lipstick-type applicator?
You are foul.
That, you know, when it pops out, that's interesting.
Dab.
Yeah, dab.
So it's sort of like a butt plug, a Glade butt plug-in.
That's funny. That's
a
funny.
Butt plug-in. Hey, for any listeners out there, we're really excited to show you a submission we got from our boy Kason Lauer Richter. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, is it audio?
Yeah, it's audio.
All right.
What up, Twinnovation Nation? It's your boy, Kason Richter. I'm here in sunny Savannah, Georgia. Well, normally sunny Savannah, Georgia. And I'm here to pitch you, King David, Queen Anna, and El Jefe, the boss, Jeff Rosenberg. I'm here to pitch you an idea. Now, I've been on the podcast before. It was a while ago. I pitched an idea of how we were going to clone Dave to make sure that the podcast would never end and I would never have to be sad.
Aww.
And that's still a viable idea, and I'm still ready to run with it. However, I'm here today with another idea. Let me please pose a question.
Please do.
What is the most disrespectful thing HeadGum has done to the podcast? That's right, folks. Everything. Twinnovation Nation, we are a founding father of HeadGum. Twinnovation is one of the original podcasts of HeadGum.
Mm-hmm.
But are we treated like a founding father?
Mm-hmm.
No, folks. We're treated like garbage on the side of the road. We don't get promotion. We don't get retweets from Amir. Dave doesn't get to go on to the HeadGum podcast. Just Jeff. It's kind of bullshit, honestly. So my pitch today is we're going to fake Dave's death. Okay? When do the guard really come out? When do people really appreciate someone? Not till after they're dead. And we already know the HeadGum upper-ups don't listen to this podcast. So what we're going to do this week on all the socials, we're all going to post memoriams to Dave saying he died in some sort of boating accident in Maryland or some sort of like, in Maine, or some sort of like clam poisoning. Either way, everyone posts.
Well, highly likely.
Dave. Then the guard will come out for Twinnovation. Everyone, oh, I'm sorry we didn't get advertising. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't have him on the HeadGum podcast. And then at the end of the week, we will reveal that Dave is alive and you all betrayed him. I'm already 2 minutes, folks. I'm going to wrap the pitch up there. Thank you so much for listening to me. Last time I was on the podcast, I got caught up in the lights a little bit. I feel like I did a little bit better this time. It's hard being in the pen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hearing me out. I've been Kason Richter. Thank you.
Hey. Oh, that was awesome. I love that.
Very good. And around the holidays gives it that extra oomph, too.
And for sure. And he understands. He gets it. He gets the way that HeadGum mistreated us. And, you know, we never even mentioned how Jeffrey James unfollowed us, too.
He did, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, so he thinks he's never going to see us again? Like, it's
well,
like.
Well, potentially.
Like, no, but like that.
He unfollowed the Twinnovation Pod Instagram.
He unfollowed me and Dave.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, okay. Fuck you, I guess. Like, what would prompt that? He follows like 1,000 people, but can't also be me and Dave. Like, ew. So now it's like I'm thinking that this hatred of us goes even deeper than I originally thought.
Right,
like,
right, right. It's baked in.
Seems like we're never going to be on the HeadGum podcast if they even are going so far as to unfollow us.
Well, the Podfathers always have our back. Kason, very cool.
Very cool, Kason. Yes. I love it a lot. It was very good. You know, he gets that no one appreciates us. He gets the way we're mistreated. He gets that the pod should get more love from the network. It gets none. And I think this is a great way to manipulate them into realizing what they have here.
Well, you know, when I was in my cringe phase.
Why can't I die too, by the way? I'd love to Tom Sawyer
Tom Sawyer fake his own death.
No one would smell anything in the apartment for 3 weeks. And then the landladies.
Oh my god. Oh,
very good, guys. Hey, I gotta head out. You know, I got that thing going on. Love the vibe, love the energy. People will either start to love this or they will rue the day they didn't give us the time of day.
Well, I did do that thing where I acted like it was our final episode of Twinnovation, and it actually turned a lot of people off. And I think they, about a year and a half ago, they never came back.
And I also think that when we took the break, when like everything was like, the world was burning in like 2020, didn't feel like, you know, doing a joking comedy podcast at that time. So we took a break, and that's when we really lost the ads. That's when we lost the listeners. That's when everything really went to shit.
Yeah, we did take a break because shit was hitting the fan in America, and that's when we got penalized. So we'd like our fair shot at getting those ads back.
And yeah, everybody loves a comeback story, and we're working on our third comeback.
Our third comeback, indeed. This podcast has been through many iterations. The one stable part is Jeff, and he's got a job.
I'm actually pretty unstable right now.
Jeff is the
keeper of the secrets.
Yeah. And we'll get it out of him eventually, and we'll tell the nation on our Patreon podcast. And as always,
stay scheming
and stay dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Walking out the door, robbed the damn bank, got a chauffeur, makes it more pearls. Now an open screw, saw today with two dudes, Twinnovation, I owe you.
Oprah, Oprah, buddy, getting Oprah, buddy. Oprah, Oprah, buddy.
That was a HeadGum podcast.